start off with this one. How long did the Lord cause Isaiah to walk around naked as a sign to Israel?
You'll never read the book of Isaiah the same again.
You say, you're a liar. I don't believe you. Turn to Isaiah 20. It's a great book, isn't it? We're going to say that over and over. Yeah. And Ezekiel. God had his prophets do some crazy stuff. John the Baptist lived out in the wilderness eating locusts and wild honey and... Isaiah chapter 20. I'll read verse 1 as you're looking there. In the year that Tartan came into Ashdod. I love that name, Tartan. When Sargon, the king of Assyria, sent him and fought against Ashdod and took it. Verse 2. At the same time spake the Lord by Isaiah the son of Amoz, saying, go and loose the sackcloth from off thy loins. Is everybody aware of what loins are? Just making sure. And put off thy shoe from thy feet, or thy foot. And he did so, walking naked and barefoot. Read verse 3. And the Lord said, like as my servant Isaiah hath walked naked and barefoot 3 years for a sign and wonder upon Egypt and Ethiopia. Verse 4 tells you why he did it. So shall the king of Assyria lead away the Egyptians prisoners and the Ethiopians captives, young and old, naked and barefoot, even with their buttocks uncovered, to the shame of Egypt. And so he had Isaiah do that because it was picturing what was about to happen to the Egyptians and the Ethiopians that God had prophesied. Now, one reason I like these kind of, eye openers for Q&A is, let me tell you something. One of the things I get so tired of putting up with that I know I have to put up with the rest of my life is the fact that I'm not a cookie cutter preacher. I don't look like all the preachers. I don't talk like all the preachers. I like to make fun of how they look and talk. they always have their suit and tie on, and one of the ways you know they're preaching is they start stripping. Taking that stuff off. And they do all that. And the one particular denomination I was in, they all sounded exactly alike. All of them. They'd get up here. Well, it's so good to have you here this evening. Tonight we're going to be in the book of Isaiah, and I'm going to preach on the words naked for 3 years. I'm going to preach. I'm going to take those words out of this text, and I'm going to preach on some that don't have anything to do with what they actually say. I'm just going to talk about being naked for 3 years. Amen? Every preacher I heard for several years of my life, they all talked like that. They all sounded exactly the same. And it's going to be quite a shock, I think, when people realize that the Lord is a whole lot different than the caricature that they've been presented. And that these preachers in the Bible, I don't think they stood up and put on a show and said, we're here in the house of God. And I'm here to tell you, the Lord has put something on my heart tonight. Really put it on my heart tonight. I'm going to preach on tithing. You know how many times I've heard preachers blame God for the fact that they want to preach about money? Listen, I'm here to tell you, they're full of it. They're going to stand before the Lord as liars. And what you have to realize is, don't fall for the show. Fall for the Word of God, but not for the show. If the guy preaches like that and he's preaching the truth, then so be it. But if he's getting up there and acting and talking like that, the more you read the prophets, the more you realize most preachers today, they're just a cookie-cutter show. They're not really being real. And I hope that's what you appreciate about us here. We're real. I'm trying to be. The Spirit says.